The Baltimore Museum of Art is presenting an exhibition called Annette Covenberg, From Digital to Damask. And this is a small exhibition in terms of numbers. There are 10 works, but it's an enormous exhibition in terms of what it encompasses. And it's such a pleasure to have Annette in the WBJC studio. Thanks so much for coming and how lovely to see you.
So great to be here.
So I believe that this exhibition is really the outgrowth of the Smithsonian Artist Research Fellowship that you had in 2014. Just tell me how you drew the material from that fellowship.
When I was nominated for the SARF, the Smithsonian Artist Research Fellowship, I was advised by the person who nominated me that I should look at fish. And I try not to look too surprised because I really wasn't sure what she was up with that. But I really, the next day, I thought, oh, skeleton and skin. So I really started to think about the interdependence of the skeleton and skin and how that influences each other. I have worked with the concept of clothing as a means of nonverbal communication, as a means of having intimate architecture, that it is the layer that connects us with the environment. So I realized that I actually was working with the skeleton and the skin already, but in another way. So I started talking with Dr. Lynn Parenti at the Natural History Museum, and we really, really liked each other's way of talking, although we came from a different background. And I realized that I needed to follow her and be in her lab, working beside her and seeing what I could do with it.
So I'm a fine one to talk, but you do have an accent. So how does your Dutch heritage work into the way that you make art?
A lot. I think that I'm intertwined on both continents. And I think that I am very much influenced by our tradition, our cultural tradition, our heritage. And I think being a little girl and seeing 17th century paintings who have beautiful cloth in them, as much as the Baltimore Museum of Art has an incredible, beautiful Frans Hals that I fell in love with, I think that textiles and the Dutch painters were really my influence.
So if one thinks of visual arts, I think the things that come to mind immediately are paintings, whether it's Frans Hals or whoever else it might be, or sculpture. I think that fabric art is a bit more elusive. How would you actually define it?
I want to go back to something that for me was a big influence. As a little girl, I was sitting in the corner most of the time when my mother had her weekly sewing sessions with my aunts, with my grandmother. And I remember looking at them as my role models and observing that. And these role models really reflected their personality and their culture in the way they were mending, in the way they were constructing clothing, and in the way they were interacting. And I really felt that I wanted to be part of that kind of world, and the textile world gives that. So textiles is really, it's an art form. But it is a art form that has to do with personal connections, with the quilting group, sitting around talking and have a personal kind of human quality. And I think that that's what really drew me to this field.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to Maryland Institute College of Art professor and internationally exhibited artist Annette Covenberg. And an exhibition of hers called Digital to Damask is going to be on at the BMA until next February. More information is at artbma.org. Such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.